Another issue that we asked about is this issue of the patient who has negative sentinel nodes intraoperatively, but then positive nodes post-op, and it looks like maybe 10-15% of cases they say that happens, and most people, but not all, go back. Can you talk about, what do you think about those numbers?
There are a lot of different options for assessing sentinel nodes intraoperatively, and in this survey, we talk about the newer techniques, which I think are very interesting.
RT-PCR.
RT-PCR, very interesting, quite exciting. I still think there's a bit of work to do on that. What worries me about some of the newer techniques is that their sensitivity, almost maybe too sensitive. Just a few isolated cells or a small deposit on the node, we wouldn't necessarily be doing an axillary dissection on that patient if that was an isolated nodal metastasis. It depends, of course, on many things. How many sentinel nodes you've removed? Is that only one node involved? The size of the metastasis, the extent to which the node's involved. And there are quite a few algorithms now, but although nobody's managed to come up with something that you can hang your hat on every time. But certainly, you know, if we've got small deposits in one lymph node, and we've got lots of other lymph nodes as well, we won't go back on that patient. The other things we do, which is not common in the US, sometimes we will give axillary radiotherapy to some of these lower-risk patients. But I think, you know, still the standard of care is if you've got significant lymph node metastasis, then axillary dissection is still the standard of care. Although I suspect with time we may do less of that in some of these patients with low-volume sentinel node disease.